Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday, and it really is a getaway Friday. Last day of July 2020, July the 31st, 7:31, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and you are here on what we would call a mega morning on WWGH Radio, because for our next 5 hours of live broadcast, a marathon, and the voice is so familiar in studio. You just heard him do our intro, as you do every morning.
I love it,
but
Scott.
But today, you are going to hear him do so much more, because here's the rundown for today. Now, get
listen
ready
up,
for this.
Listen up.
Oh, this is like in the old TV guides, where they used to let you know what was coming up.
Yeah,
that's what's going to come
miss
up.
That?
Oh, we used to like to know what was coming up.
Exactly.
Now we're all DVR and TiVo'd. We don't care, apparently. But what's going to happen over the next 2 solid hours of this program? The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, will be our guest. And we have some special guests who will be calling in over the next 2 hours. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And we also have an announcement to make regarding Ted and the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, which will happen in the bottom
Thunderbolt
of this hour.
Thunderbolt Patterson, I'll be darned. I've been waiting to meet that guy.
And you two have never spoken, so
no,
this will be a first this morning.
It's going to be a first.
A first. And then, now, this is going to be great. I know you guys love the Family Feud.
Yes.
From 10 o'clock
I'm
this
ball with that.
Oh, from 10 o'clock this morning until noon.
It's a Family Feud.
The Golden Voice Show. It will be just you and Golden Voice on the toll-free line.
Marion, we're going to have a ball doing it, too.
It's going to be absolutely magnificent. And Ted has brought things to give away out of his closet, so we're going to do that. That'll be 10 to noon. And then, as if that couldn't be enough, from noon to 1 today, 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton, Mary Ellen Withrow will be in studio with Ted and I. Bailey Hunt, who is here, will join us.
Lovely
as well.
Bailey, up early this morning.
Up early on this getaway Friday. She will join us during all this hullabaloo this morning, because we've got podcast information, and Ted has an announcement to make. He called me the other night and said, I got an announcement to make, but you're not going to make it until Mary Ellen's here in the noon hour.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, that's correct.
So you got to stay
tuned.
That's correct. You got to stay tuned all day for this.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen from noon to one today. It's going to be pure entertainment here.
Big day today. Big day. It's Friday, the last of the month. That's right. It's the end of July.
It's yeah. Now, Ted, let's start off here. This is radio, so people can't see it. We will have video up on the internet as the morning progresses. But Ted,
a bad hair day, everybody.
Bad hair day. That happens to us all from time to time.
On that initial video, though, my hair was kind of whack too.
So it works.
Yeah, it works.
It works.
And I got my camouflage jacket on.
Well, that's what I want to tell the audience who cannot see us right now.
Yeah.
Is Ted Williams 9 years ago? Two things we all remember is Ted's a magnificent voice and that camouflage.
The camouflage jacket.
And Ted has got the camouflage jacket on.
The original camouflage jacket that I wore, and it kind of brings me back to those days when I stood out there and held a highway sign on exit ramp of 71 in Hudson and Weber. Anybody knows up there where MapFree Stadium is up in Columbus over by the Ohio State Fairgrounds? You know, that's where I was. I was standing over there with this jacket on.
It still stinks.
No, I'm just teasing.
When you put that on, because obviously you don't do that a whole lot now.
Yeah, no.
Where does it take you?
Well, it takes me to a time when this was actually the only jacket I had, you know. And, of course, I'd layer up underneath and stay warm as it could. But, it brings back, you know, I'd always grab this jacket faithfully. I'm a military vet. I'm an honorably discharged veteran of the United States Army. And so I kind of fit into it, you know.
I
wore it well.
What does it mean to you today? This jacket, does it have significance
outside of the military's camouflage? You know, I wore these, actually these were my fatigue colors as well, and so it just means that I've served honorably for the United States Army, and it brings back a little bit of the memories of when I wasn't doing too well and this was the only coat that I had to represent.
When we look back on that day so many years ago, what are your memories of that day when Doral Chenoweth pulled up
You know what, Scott? I had a little dream about Doral not too long, a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. And I think things went a lot differently in my dream than they actually did. But I remember Doral pulling up and, you know, giving me his card, telling me that, you know, he never told me what he was going to do with that video that he shot. Never said anything about YouTube or the internet. Of course, I didn't really care. All I wanted was that dollar that he gave me, that $1 bill. And, you know, he gave me his card. He said, if you have any questions or anything like that, he made me sign a release from the video. And so I bid him a fair day and a good day. And I went on about my way, you know, and he went about his and no longer heard anything until January 4th, 2011.
Now, how far ahead was that shot of January 4th?
From what I understand, about 6 weeks.
So that was done actually prior to Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the morning that this viral video hit, where were you?
I was standing on the corner of Hudson and 71. Yeah, I was there. Not the half of that duration, but I was standing outside, and my friend called me and said, hey, man, WNCI is talking about you, man. Dave and Jimmy and the Morning Zoo is talking about this homeless guy, man, that they're looking for. And I had no idea it was me. I didn't post anything on the internet to cause it to be shared as much or went viral. So I didn't think it was me. Dave was like, you're the only one that talk like a radio guy, man, you know. So sure enough, I called them. They said, call WNCI, and I got the number. I had a Net 10 Obama phone, and I called them, and lo and behold, the rest is history.
And it has been history.
Yeah, yeah.
9 years, this has been truly a spectacular event, but with all good, what has been the bad? There's always got to be a little
bad. Well, I've been taking advantage. I signed a few things that I should not have. I got involved with a few people that I should not have, and, you know, maybe I'd like to think of it as karma. You know, I wasn't living as a productive citizen of the, you know, of the neighborhood or anything. I'd lost not my hopes, but my dreams were not as vivid as they used to be about me being back on the radio, so I didn't think that would ever transpire again, because here I am, a derelict on a highway exit ramp holding a sign, and people are passing me by saying, what a damn shame.
But, you know, as you and I both know, most people in radio are derelicts at some point or another.
We all have hidden vices.
You know, haven't you found that people... I went to a Broadcasting Hall of Fame dinner one time about 12, 13 years ago, and the one thing I noticed... Because everybody in the room was a broadcaster. The presenters were, the recipients were.
Everybody throwing their voices around.
Yeah. Well, it's broadcasters are a different group.
Without a doubt.
There's something different about broadcasters. And I did not notice it until that. I'd never noticed it. And it's not even about really the voices. It's who else would stop in the middle of whatever they were doing to run to the microphone to report a story, to report...
You're right. It's once you've gotten this in your blood, it just always is second nature. You know, I have to tell you, when I met those guys out there in California... Big wigs out there, big voiceover artists and all. I was so in awe. These guys do some real, you know, they do national advertising and a lot of the network VO work. And they all were alcoholics or recovering alcoholics, you know. So when I first started in radio back in 77, I was an alcoholic prior to my addiction to crack cocaine. So, you know, everybody I knew back then that was in radio was all drunks, you know, but we performed, you know. It didn't hinder our like you say, our line of work and the enthusiasm that we have when it comes to this microphone.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, we're not doing surgery. We're not going to a fire. We're not going to arrest somebody. But whether you're sick, whether you've got a cold, you show up.
That's right. You have to show up. Yeah. Every morning, 6 a.m., they didn't care what was going on in my days would be bad. I mean, literally, but I'd be, good morning, it's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, Columbus. And in this case, good morning, Marion. How you doing? We're going to play some music today, too.
We're going to have a whole thing going on.
We're
going to
have a great time today on the last day of July. You know, it's really going to be strange. No No, well, the fair would have been going on right about now.
The Marion County Fair would have been the first week of July, but the Ohio State Fair, yeah, about this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, here we are now, and yesterday...
No fair food.
And yesterday, it's my understanding, was the worst day number-wise for Ohio in the history of this entire COVID thing. Yeah. Ted, what do you make from somebody who's been in the media?
Well, I got to tell you something. You want to hear something, really? This is right off the press. I went to my daughter's wedding yesterday. I walked my daughter, my youngest daughter, down the aisle. She got married yesterday. And she married a gentleman who's from Florida. As you well know, Scott, Florida's a hot spot. I mean, I was on, of course, the bride's side of the chapel. And on the groom's side, they're all from Miami, Dade County, and all of these hotspot areas where COVID is flourishing, you know? And it didn't dawn on me until I was introducing myself to the groom's people. And as I was doing so, they were reminding me, yeah, we down in Florida. You need to come down to Florida. And the more and more, my mask started climbing up my neck, and it went all till totally. Because nobody was really... you know, wearing their masks or anything of that nature, not even the minister. So it was kind of weird, but when they mentioned that they was from Florida, we all strapped up. You know, it was like instantly.
What is that? Here we are, we're under a mandated mask order in Ohio.
America, as we once knew it, is no longer...
Well, but, you know, people are very serious about not wearing this mask.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
You know, listen, I tell you, I'm at a local speedway in Columbus. Wherever I go, you know, and someone has the blessing of recognizing me from wherever, Dr. Phil or many of the media outlets that I went on, they have masks when they initially say, are you that guy? And then when I say, yeah, the mask drops off, the gloves fall off, and everything. Can we take a selfie?
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it interesting that in the midst of your fame since 2011, this whole selfie craze has started? What do you make of that?
I don't. You know, people don't care anymore. Now they don't even ask you. Now I got people shooting me, coming up to gas pumps. They got the cameras rolling or whatever, or they'll just jump right out. I had an 80-year-old woman yesterday. Can we take a selfie?
Yeah.
I said, you go, girl.
She's got it out there. Did you ever think you would live to see the day that everybody would have a phone? Everybody would have a camera with them?
No, you know, cell phones, of course, we know back, and we're talking about the early 80s, or let's see, 86, 80, 93. Yeah. They had them big box, what were they called, Nextel?
I'm trying to think of the brand name of those, but they were gigantic.
Yeah, they were here.
Big as your foot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And mostly you've seen a lot of contractors with them, you know? And car phones were like really, really dinosaur style. Yeah.
You know, I was never sure how those car phones work. Did it tie into the antenna of the car? How did that whole thing work?
They had some kind of hookup like in the middle of the console there, and yeah, probably did have that. Yeah. Well, no, actually it had a device underneath the seat that they would, but it just made you feel so presidential.
Oh, yeah. If you had a car phone in those days, you were rich.
You were on it.
You were rich. You knew. Yeah. You knew I want to talk, it's a big story this morning, trending. Herman Cain, former presidential nominee, 74 years of age, dies yesterday from COVID-19.
Yeah.
Is it? You know, this certainly does not discriminate against the rich, the poor, the well-known, the not well-known.
I you don't know who to listen to anymore about these vaccines, about the pandemic situations with hospitals and the numbers, and you know, the head of the CDC, he wants special reports. The president doesn't want them to have, you know, it's just big chaotic, man. America, this is my new phrase, America as we once knew it. We weren't faced with this. I used to think Michael Jackson was a darn fool wearing that mask. Now I look like Michael Jackson.
Well, you know, it's. Do you think we'll be able to go?
Or Howie Mandel?
Or Howie Mandel, who apparently had it all. He had it right all these years.
Hey, listen, I was at NBC in New York, 30 Rock. This is when him and Nick Cannon got started with this America's Got Talent or whatever. I don't know what show but they were promoting it on the Today Show, in which I was a guest as well. And I went and I hugged Nick Cannon, took a picture with him and all. I was so excited to meet Nick Cannon. And my God, I looked over to the left and there was Howie Mandel. Mm. out of not thinking as much as he's a germophobic or whatever you call the people that he represents, I went to go and grab him, and you would have thought that I was a plague in itself, the way that man jumped from square B A to B. He was like, no, I'm, you know. I was like, Howie, you know, I'm thinking like, why can't you hug me, man?
He's got that disease, and I'm not even sure what it's called, but it's a very...
COVID-19. No,
he was carrying it around for a while, but he has that disease where he's deathly afraid of germs, and he used to host a talk show on television, so I'm not really sure how he did it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm a great fan of his, and I love him to death.
Want to talk a little bit about this. We lost certainly an icon in the last week. Regis Philbin dies at the age of 88.
Wow. Man, I was looking at some of the... biographies on Regis, and some of that they were doing like little farewells to him and all. Regis was truly, truly a pioneer in radio and television.
You know, there was a story told this
I
week.
Love Regis.
Well,
rest in peace.
I told this story this week because I Joy Behar is an occasional guest on this show from The View.
For real?
Oh yeah, Joy has been on a couple.
I
of times.
I love Joy Behar.
Well, Joy told this story about Regis, and I thought this typifies how good a broadcaster he was.
Okay.
She said she was at the gym one morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. His show went on at 9 live from New York. She sees Regis at the gym. And Regis runs up to her and he goes, Behar, I got nothing for the show today. I got nothing to talk about. So he kind of runs out of there.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't pay much attention to it. So she turns on his show a half hour later at 9 o'clock when Regis goes live. And okay. Regis goes on the air and says, well, he said, I was at the gym this morning and I ran into Joy Behar and I said, Behar, I got nothing. And he turned that into a story. He turned what he had just done into a story. And that's what Regis was a master at.
Okay. Impromptu type.
And that's what made Regis so interesting.
Yes, he was a very interesting man. I looked at him for that as well, you know. He was a pioneer.
Pioneer. Now, what we're going to do is turn to another pioneer here because we've got our first big guest of the morning on the line. And this is a meeting that has been in the making for probably well over 2 years now. A man we have on the line. Now, let me tell a little background here before we get into this.
Okay.
Is that Bailey Hunt, who's out in the studio today, we have this podcasting business that is hitting next week. Now, the two people doing podcasts currently, well, Bailey and I have a podcast, but Ted, Golden Voice, will be doing a podcast every week, and the man who's joining us via telephone will start podcasting next week, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, legendary wrestler.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson.
Thunderbolt, how are you?
Heaven high. How's everyone there?
Oh, as long as you don't put me in one of those moves, I'm okay. I'm Ted Williams.
We are on the same team.
I love you, Thunderbolt. How you doing, man? I've been wanting to meet you as much as was mentioned to me that you wanted to meet me as well.
Yes, sir. It's been quite a while. And you know, it's one thing for sure. We as humans, we get in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
But it's all about God's timing.
That's right. That's right. I believe that myself, Thunderbolt. How
it's
you been?
Real, man. Oh, real good.
Good.
Real good.
Still got all that strength?
Well, I mean, I don't have quite as much strength as I had. I mean,
you always have it. Believe me, it doesn't leave you.
We got to understand. We get older, and
that's
we
right.
have to slow down, and. It's life. It's life. Just like now, we in this time where we all are inside.
Yes, sir.
Using our minds and putting our life back together.
That's right. Because we all have a purpose, we all have a journey, and we all have a gift from God.
Amen.
Yes. Well, I'm doing well. I went to my daughter's wedding yesterday. I walked her down the aisle, and you know, 10 years ago, Thunderbolt, she wouldn't have even phantomed the idea about asking me because I was a homeless crackhead standing on 71 in Hudson.
God is good.
Yes, he is, and he's able, and I'm not walking around in fear. Now, I do kind of wear my mask certain places and all, you know, where I think and my gloves or at times, but I don't live in fear. I don't want to be one of those people that have to jump 15 feet away from you because, you know, of this thing.
And that's understandable, but here's one thing we got to really let everybody understand that nobody is above the law.
That's right.
And we got to have order.
That's right.
We've got to have law and order, and we got to follow, by rules. You know, just like, you know, what an honor it is to have two individuals like you and Scott.
Well, thank you. Yes, sir.
And we do what we do.
That's right.
But then
there
are people that is in place and know more about other things than we do. We're just blessed to be able to carry a conversation intelligently. Then those are one of the things that people got to understand. We got to dialogue.
Yes.
We got to talk about situations.
That's right. That's right. Vent, if anything.
Now, Thunderbolt, we're going to go back and forth here for the next 20 minutes. Thunderbolt, your podcast, a part of this podcast network, which will be starting next week, Wednesday, we will be releasing the first Thunderbolt Patterson podcast. What things do you want to talk about? And by the way, people will be able to access these on YouTube, absolutely free. These podcasts will be once a week. Thunderbolt, what kind of things do you want to talk about on your podcast?
Well, Scott, you know, just like you and myself and the great voice here, we have so much to talk about, and I want to know what the people want to talk about. You know, all of these years, I've told them a lot of things, Scott, a lot of things, and whatever they want to talk about. You know, wrestling is what I did.
Yeah.
But quite a
great wrestler at that.
Well, I mean, that's a matter of opinion to some people. You understand?
And that's what I say about my voice, Thunderbolt. People say, oh, you got the golden voice. I think James Earl Jones got me knocked out. That's for sure.
Well, you know, as Bearcat Wright used to say, it takes all of that and a little dab of everything to make a whole.
There you go. There you go.
And, you know what I mean? It's all about individuals recognizing other individuals.
That's right. That's right. Giving credit where it's due.
And like you said a while ago, we all have a purpose, but the presence of God.
Absolutely.
Now, Thunderbolt, stay with us here. Yeah, stay right there, Thunderbolt. Now, Ted, when the Golden Voice podcast starts next week, what type of things do you want to be talking about in this era of COVID, presidential elections, everything going on?
Well, you know, I want to address people's ideas and thoughts and inputs about fair housing. I want to get homeless people off the streets, you know, give them a chance, you know, to a second chance, third chance, whatever that chance is, give them a chance to get their lives together. And it starts with your own place to live. You know, the shelters are great, and all of the support services that the counties give out and the administrators that handle those things, that's great. But nobody feels confident and secure without their own place to live. So I'm going to address fair housing and the privatizations of prisons, state prisons. I want to hear people's ideas and inputs and thoughts about that.
Now, Thunderbolt, I know you have something to say about the prisons. Let's talk about that a little bit this morning. We'll have a little dialogue here this morning.
Well, you know, I mean, in the prisons, there's so much to talk about there, man. The growth, understanding, and there's so many people that fell on hardship that shouldn't be there.
That's right.
But the main thing is understanding, and that, like I said, Scott, you know, I got seven individuals that all done time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out, and they are the testimonies. And they're singing praise for God.
I did 3 years in London and Chillicothe, but my son is presently doing time at the London, Ohio Correctional Institution, and his whole dorm was COVID-19 positive. The whole dorm.
Is that right?
Yep, and they had about maybe 80 men in there who were all of COVID.
And, you know, that's something, too, that it would be a real good challenge, too, here is to the guys that's in the prisons. I mean, a lot of them, they want to get some more understanding. And, you know, if we could just touch a lot of them and their families.
That's right.
And their families. See, a lot of, there's a lot of power
in family.
In prisons, man, and them families that nobody is even seeing about. Mm-hmm. They're homeless, and I mean, out on the street, so many different things. When we get to that neighborhood, see, that's been broke down a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's just time to for the United States to start putting pieces back together.
And I do want to remind people, we're going to continue, because this is a great conversation to have, and we're going to switch gears here momentarily, but I do want to let people know the reason this conglomeration of the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, of course, legendary man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, is happening right now is both of these podcasts will start the first week of August. Now, all you have to do is after next Wednesday, go to YouTube,
okay,
and every Wednesday there'll be a new Golden Voice podcast, and
yes,
there will be a new Thunderbolt Patterson podcast.
Yes.
And they are going to be worth listening to the nth degree. And and by the way, there is going to be merchandise. There's going to be cups, there's going to be t-shirts, and there's going to be a chance for you to talk directly to Golden Voice or to Thunderbolt, but you got to listen to the podcast, the first podcast, to understand how to do all that. So next Wednesday, it all kicks off, the Golden Voice and Thunderbolt Patterson podcast. Now, because I've got the two of you together here today, thank goodness for Ma Bell here today.
Yes.
One thing I want to talk about, because Thunderbolt faced this, and remember Thunderbolt, we can use more colorful language when we get to the podcast, but we are on radio this morning, beaming out over the airwaves. But the only reason I say that is this is a tough one, because Thunderbolt was he's a very modest man. Mm-hmm. He was a legendary wrestler, no doubt about it,
yeah,
world heavyweight champion, but race played into that. Now, Thunderbolt, talk a little bit about that, and
okay,
Ted, something I'm sure you can dialogue with Thunderbolt about.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Go ahead, Thunderbolt.
Well, man, this race card has been played just too long in the United States, and dealing with this wrestling, I mean, it's almost unreal of how the promoters has designed for over the years and how they worked it and how, I don't know. I have that Morton Downey tape that Jim Wilson and I done years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were trying to get a union and trying to make it better for the wrestlers and all.
Uh-huh.
And they just did not want that. And it's just about the only organization out there now that doesn't have a hospitalization and retirement and so forth for the individuals that participate. There has been one thing that has happened.
Yeah.
And this is the manipulation of playing the race card up in that New York. He's been spending some big, big money, but it still breaks down to what needs to be done, just like in the United States.
They did that back when Jack Johnson was fighting the promoter.
Look out now. Come on now.
Yeah, them promoters were terrible about Jack, but Jack just kept on doing it, huh?
It's all on the road.
Yeah.
And they got it all on film, and they're still saying no, no, no.
And you know, some of our top broadcasters now, what they use in movie stars, Morgan Freeman, now they got Samuel Jackson, Ving Rhames, all these guys doing VO work, but there's some men of color who need some jobs in voiceover communities, you know? And they got some great voices. And I look at that all the time. They're sitting up there, you know, they think you have to be of a certain ethnic capacity to be able to go, rated R, under 17, not admitted. You know, things of that nature. Oh, no, we got somebody to do that. No, we got some black men out here waiting for a job.
Yes. It's real interesting. I'm really looking forward to this year. And look here, man. I used to have a scene.
Okay.
Call somebody. Tell somebody.
Call somebody. Tell somebody.
Let me hear you. Just give it to them. Call everybody that you know and tell them what's going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, call somebody and tell somebody what you know.
All right, then. Look out, Scott. You heard that one, didn't you?
Oh, I tell you, it's
going to
be
call somebody
a thing.
Tell somebody, baby.
It's heating up this morning. And remember, you go to YouTube next week, and you can hear both of these gentlemen conducting podcasts.
You're going to have a ball, Thunderbolt.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be free, really, a stream of thought, consciousness, because we're going to go in, we're going to hit a topic, but who knows what will come up in the course of that hour that we are on the air, and it'll be on YouTube. You can watch it anytime, put it in your car, podcast like crazy. It's the new wave, and these two gentlemen are of interesting note because neither one has ever done a podcast.
I certainly haven't.
I don't know anything about it. I just barely can work these newfangled things.
Hey, you know who you just reminded me of when you was talking like that? James Brown. I was looking at James Brown last night when he told Bootsy Collins, he said, hit me with the one. Hit me with the one. Give me the one.
Well, Thunderbolt, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. It is a delight, and as of next Wednesday, the Thunderbolt Patterson podcast will come to YouTube as well as the Golden Voice Thunderbolt.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the ring the one, the only, and legendary wrestler, Thunderbolt Patterson, baby.
Make sure you all go and vote, please.
Absolutely. And wear your mask.
Wear your mask and make sure you're getting ready. This is the train is coming now.
Call somebody.
The train is coming. That's all right. You got to do is get on board for the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Thunderbolt, you are such a pal, and I look forward to speaking with you next week when we tape the first episode.
Take care, Thunderbolt.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for introducing me over the phone to my co-worker.
That's right. That's right, Thunderbolt. Keep me in your prayers, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thunderbolt. Now, as we're talking about this podcast venture, which we are heading into next week, joining us in this podcast venture will be Bailey Hunt, who you hear every Friday night on WWGH.
Bailey's got a podcast.
Don't do that. Don't.
You got a podcast?
Step
up to that mic, girl.
We do a podcast together.
Okay.
And boy, if that's not just pure entertainment for an hour, there's nothing. Bailey.
This is Scott and Bailey's show.
How's it going, Bailey?
What's
because you don't have the headphones on? Yeah. You need some headphones? Want to hear yourself?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Slap those on. So, Bailey, as we kick off, we're in hour number one of this five-hour journey this morning. What is all this meaning to you as it transpires?
I'm excited about it. It's exciting. You turned me off.
Yeah. I did. Well, you know.
But we lost Bailey.
We lost Bailey. We got Bailey back.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bailey.
You're turning me off already?
I'm turning you off already. Well, you know, usually it takes about 10 minutes. It took about 30 seconds this morning.
So what are some of the things that you and Bailey talk about?
Well, you know, in the podcast that Bailey and I have done, which are accessible already on YouTube,
okay.
The BS podcast is what it's called, Bailey and Scott. If you go
Lord, how risque is that?
Wasn't it risque?
Yeah.
Well, guess who came up with that title?
Bailey. Okay, the BS podcast.
The BS podcast. And if you go there, there are about 10 episodes, I would say.
I think so.
That were recorded late last year, early this year.
Okay.
And they talk about the trip to Nashville that we took together. We broadcast right in front of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
There are episodes about how to...
meet anybody?
You know, we met...
Fillmore.
Okay.
Who's a country singer, up and coming, doing very well on the charts. We went... you know, I'm not even sure we were really...
Bailey looks like a little country western singer. You got a little bit of that Tammy Wynette.
A little Tammy Wynette.
Yeah, yeah. Or that Martina McBride. That's my girl.
Oh, you know, what's your favorite Martina McBride song?
The one that she sings that I Just Call You Mine.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
Yeah.
Good song.
You know, everybody else calls you this, that, and I Just Call You Mine.
There you go. That's all you need to know. But we've done shows on relationships. We've done shows on holidays. We've done shows on... What else have we done? How to fix you.
This sounds... How to fix what?
How to fix her. How to fix her
okay.
life. Because,
yeah,
you know, okay. that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean, the BS podcast.
That's a lot of BS. No.
Yeah, but exactly. It kind of explains itself. You know, it's just random stuff. It's BS.
Yeah.
So.
And that's true. But it's great. It's
there
great.
Go.
And there'll be a new episode of that
Scott
by next
Bailey.
Wednesday. So three podcasts all going at one in the same time.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is go to YouTube. You will either search Golden Voice Podcast, you'll search BS Podcast, or you'll search Thunderbolt Patterson Podcast, and you should be able to get them. And it's going to be spectacular.
That's
spectacular.
Right.
And it all comes today, the last day of July, 2020.
How do you feel about the social distancing? BS? No, I'm just teasing. The social distancing part. How is that faring here in Marion? Because you don't even see people. It's like it's a mandatory lockdown here or mandated to be inside. I walk down the streets. I'm like, where the hell are the people?
Well, you know, in this time of morning, they're not out yet. But, you know, about noon, if
this
you go
the
down
downtown
there.
Downtown area?
This is downtown.
Yeah.
But downtown is not the busy area in Marion. Route 95 is the busy.
Is that where we were at Dunkin'?
That's where we're at Dunkin'.
Okay, okay.
That's
yeah,
where
that
all the people
like a little
are.
More activity over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's activity central.
I don't live in Marion, so.
Where do you live?
I live in Prospect. It's a tiny
Prospect.
Little town.
Oh, my God. We were driving through there, and I told my friend Dave out there, he's going to come in here in a minute. I was like, where the hell are we?
Yeah.
You know, the houses were so spaced apart.
In the middle of nowhere.
Oh, bless your heart.
In the middle of nowhere.
There were a lot of deers running through there. My friend almost hit a couple deers.
You know, I hate that. I just hate deer in general. Because
yeah.
they will run out in front of your car, smash the whole thing
like,
up,
yeah.
stop you from where
I
you're going.
Been for his brakes, we'd have been in Prospect eating roadkill.
Doing yeah. this as a phone-in this morning, just
yeah,
like
yeah,
Thunderbolt
yeah.
had to do.
Oh, I'm in Prospect.
I should mention that at the top of the next hour, we're going to take a break here at 9 o'clock in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At 9:15, Ted is going to come back with legendary mentalist, the amazing Griskin.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Isn't that going to be fun?
Yes, that is going to be fun.
And then starting at 10 a.m. this morning.
You had B. Arthur on here, didn't you?
Yes, B. Arthur was the first person I ever interviewed.
I love B. Arthur, man.
B. Arthur was a nice woman.
And I see you have Vicki Lawrence back here.
Well,
I'm ready to bag her up and send her to Prospect.
Well,
let her be some deer feed.
Yeah, I have interviewed Vicki Lawrence, but this was before this.
If
all
you ever get a chance, family here in Marion, go to YouTube, look up Vicki Lawrence on The Man with the Golden Voice. Listen to how she really feels about me.
It's very unpleasant.
Yeah, but that's all right. She's still Vicki.
Can you get past it?
Oh, I'm past it, but I was very angry at first. I was like, I'm never watching Mama's, what is it called?
Mama's
Company
family.
Or
Mama's
Family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I like the way she kind of mirrors Carol Burnett and all of that good stuff. I thought she was a tramp.
Just right in.
Yes, Vicki Lawrence, you're a tramp. No, I'm just teasing.
Oh, that'll go viral. That'll be good. That's exactly what we want. See, that's the kind of podcast stuff
Watch
we need.
Watch the Carol Burnett Show and Vicki Lawrence, better known as Tramp.
Now, later on this morning, we might try to do something here that I
Prospect like. What the hell did you just say?
That's right. What was that? Our Vicki Lawrence, our mama.
Yeah.
Now, here's what we might try, because Amazing Chris is going to be with us for about 15 minutes at the top of the next hour. Now, I try this on this little program. It's a disaster every time I try it, though, Ted.
What is it?
But I bring out the phone book.
Yeah.
I get out the old phone book, and we...
What
yeah,
we
I know. It's already disdain in people's people because you can't put somebody on the air that you call until they give you permission
to do so.
Yeah. So what we do is we get the phone out and we try to get people's permission. We call them. We just pick a name out of the phone book and we call them.
Okay.
And it's a disaster every single time because nobody wants to be on the air.
Oh, you're calling my phone number now.
I'm calling you up on the phone to get in touch. But either we can't get a hold of anybody. Or they don't want to be on the air. So it becomes a mess. But we're going to try that mess next hour after Creskin, because what better thing to do?
I think it's funny because you don't even like calling people.
No, I have a disease where I don't like to call people on the phone.
Okay.
It's a weird thing. I don't know why that. I can answer the phone, but I don't like to call people. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell's happening here.
This is.
You were just talking about phones, and then my phone goes off. I'm watching a Netflix.
It's Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
I'll tell you what I used to do. Listen to this, Bailey. I would call, some of my antics in the mornings when I was in my heyday in radio, some of the things that I did, and like you said, you had to have permission, but what I did was I had sound effects, and from time to time I'd call various restaurants, and I called Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's when it was known as that. And you remember Kentucky Fried Chicken had a jingle that said, "We do chicken right."
I remember
KFC. Remember that?
Yes.
So what I did was I got a sound effect of a bunch of chickens being slaughtered. You know, and all you heard was this hen house going, bah, 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 you know, wings flapping and all that. And I called KFC, and the guy says, I said, hi, can I speak to the manager? No, first he said, hi, this is Kentucky Fried Chicken. May I help you? I said, sir, can I speak to the manager? He said, I'm the manager. I said, hey, you guys put the claim on doing chickens right. And he said, yes, we do. And then I put the sound effect on, and all you heard was chicken. I said, well, I can think of 100,000 chickens you guys do wrong on a daily basis.
That's entertainment.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's the stuff you can do on radio that you can't do on television, you can't do anywhere else. You really can't even do that on the internet, because most people on the internet don't have phones. They're not live. They can't do that.
Yeah. I'm going to get into a let's make a deal type thing, too. I like, hi, if you've got this on you, I got $10 for you, you know, because I asked a girl yesterday, she worked at Speedway, she was so proud of working at Speedway for an amount of time, because everybody that's been hired under her and went off, she's manager now and all. I said, well, can you give me a little more? And all I wanted the woman to do was say, the convenience stores of Speedway. That's all. I was going to give her $10. She was like, no, I don't think. I said, well, can you just give me a gist of it? You know, make me feel good because I'm in Speedway. No, no.
What is that about society?
I would have been jumping up. I'd have gave a prospect welcome.
You would have done it.
Prospect's going to be pissed at me by that.
There's going to be a whole problem. But what do you think it is about people in general that we're much more guarded? We're so worried about our image. Who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody.
Nobody. There are a billion people running around the face of the earth, and nobody cares what anybody else is doing, really.
Yeah.
Do you think so, Bailey? Do you think people really care what other people are doing?
I don't care.
Yeah, who does? Who
BS.
Does? BS. Who does care? Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, nobody cares. No.
No, I mean, for like 5 minutes, they care.
Yeah.
And then we're on to the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. Next.
Next. What do we got until the next story comes up?
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
I felt on that highway corner, I felt like nobody really cared, you know, whether I had a great voice or whatever, you know. I didn't know.
People are indifferent.
We got to get back to the America that we once knew.
Well, in America, used to care.
Yeah.
We used to care. We used to like people. We used to be able to have a conversation with people. But that went out the window somewhere along the line.
Now we got a president that goes around tweeting, the media is lying.
Well, you know, God bless him. He's there, and he's done what he's done, and we'll do what he will do, and Ted Williams will be with us all morning this morning. And Bailey.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a blast. I can't quit laughing.
This is the day.
I'm not sure that I've laughed so much any time recently. I don't know what I was going to say there.
No, that was good, though. No, but I feel that may diminish our relationship of laughter.
Yeah, probably.
Does
You're
it?
Probably not going to make me laugh anymore.
I won't? Oh, there it was. All I had to do was that, and we were off and running. You know, and you know what's another interesting thing about radio? I should say this. You can come in so tired and so exhausted from the night before, and once you get behind the microphone...
I blew my nose and Bailey looked like, oh...
Well, it is one of those things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you,
I cleared a couple lines doing that.
You did?
Yeah, there was in Kroger the other day, and there was a big line, and I stood like maybe fourth or fifth in line, and I went and blew my nose. Everybody said... I'll just wait till later.
No selfies.
Moved out the way. Yeah, no selfies.
No selfies at that point.
Yeah. So if you want to clear a line, just cough.
That's all you have to do. You'll clear those lines in a second. You know, we should mention that last week Ted and I were over at Dunkin' for 4 hours during their grand opening, and that place still has not calmed down a bit. It is still hugely busy.
Marion gave a great reception to Dunkin'.
Oh, and is still giving a great reception to Dunkin'.
Do they have a Dunkin' in Prospect?
No, they don't have anything.
So you do a lot of your commuting, and I mean, Marion is
Marion or Delaware.
Delaware, okay. Yeah. Delaware doesn't sound bigger than Prospect.
Well, Delaware's—they got some things over there. Yeah, they do. They don't have donuts in.
They
Prospect.
Look like they still have a noose hanging in Delaware, right at the courthouse.
Oh, we hope not. We don't need that kind of trouble in Delaware. We don't need
just
that
teasing.
One. Well, that's right. And you know, people have a hard time taking a joke nowadays, too. Everybody, political correctness runs amok. It is amazing. Now, don't forget, coming up this morning, here on WWGH Radio. We are going to have the amazing Kreskin joining us via telephone a little after 9 o'clock this morning, less than a half hour from now. And we've also got the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, in from noon to 1 today. And Ted is going to fly solo. When's the last time you flew solo doing your own show, Ted?
It would have to be, Scott, I would have to say, to be safe to say, in 1993.
So for the first time.
For the first time, I'll be riding solo this afternoon.
Oh,
this
my.
Morning.
From 10 to noon, and Ted will be doing
family.
I got
2 hours of Ted Williams show.
Oh, and you've got the Family Feud. Which
I got the Family Feud. I really want to do that.
This has become such a popular thing on this station. I think you're going to be great with that.
Now, Mary, you don't have to worry about me playing any rap music or anything like that there.
Then. Go ahead. After you. But then at noon today, you're going to make a super announcement. And while the 40th
needs
treasurer
to be done. Yes,
needs
while
to be
Mary,
done.
Mary, what is it?
Mary Ellen Withrow will be here.
Mary Ellen Withrow. I want her to sign my jacket.
Ooh, how about that?
Yeah.
Her signature is in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anybody else in the history of the United States. You know what? We're going to step out, come back with Ted Williams and
this
the amazing.
This is the shirt Kreskin. I was talking about. It has, look here, Bailey. It says, the man with the golden voice.
Look at that.
And then on the back, from rampant to Hollywood.
I love
it. Does it say Hollywood? No.
No, to riches.
Rampant to riches.
From rampant to riches.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
I love it.
All right.
Oh, bless her heart.
Guess yes. What? We're coming back. We're coming back in. Oh, that's good. We're coming back in 15 minutes with Ted Williams and the amazing Kreskin. Don't go anywhere.
Marla
gives
had better rhythm to me. I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful.
The only Marla I've ever, and thank goodness, because you're one of a